Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics, and we would like to include your response to this study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a registered voter in the state of Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Do I support?
No, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Disapprove.
How should I record your answer? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you.
Strongly disapprove.
I understand, ma'am. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Westmore is doing as governor? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat approve, yeah.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you.
I don't like our president, okay? That's it.
Understood. And now, thank you for sharing. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Kamala Harris is doing as vice president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of the job?
Strongly disapprove. She's a joke.
Thank you. And overall, would you say that things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction? It's just your opinion, and generally speaking. Right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election were held today, from who would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican, if you had to choose one?
I'd rather not choose anyone. I don't like the both.
I understand, ma'am. From who would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent? If you have to choose today, I know you probably have to do more research on the matter, but just for the sake of the research.
Choose anyone.
Okay.
I don't like all three of them. I do not choose anyone. I probably just don't vote.
Understood. But do you approve or disapprove of the job that President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration?
No, absolutely not.
It's strongly disapproved?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Foreign policy, he's doing okay.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I not strongly approve.
Somewhat approve? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy? Do you strongly approve that?
I don't approve at all.
Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects? Will you strongly support that?
No, I don't support.
Are you somewhat opposed or strongly opposed that?
I don't support. I just don't want to raise tax.
So you strongly oppose that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate your patience. Now, which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? And number one, it will be maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland. Number two, maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MART trains. Which one?
I chose one, the road and the bridge.
And currently in Maryland, ma'am, it's only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Now, do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm? Will you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree. Yeah, I really don't care about the firearm.
Understood. Now, would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty for at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death? strongly support that.
I support that.
It's strongly or somewhat support?
I strongly support.
Thank you. Now, do you think that you and your family pay too much taxes, too little taxes, or about the right amount?
I pay too much tax.
Okay. And pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortion, but instead, they offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Now, do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
I don't agree with that.
So
I don't support.
So you oppose them somewhat or oppose strongly?
I oppose it strongly.
Strongly, okay. And under a new law, a juvenile, 12 years old or younger, who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Now, the question is, do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
Yes, I support that.
Strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. And do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayers' dollars to pay for a free health care for people who enter in this country illegally?
No.
Oppose it strongly or somewhat?
Oppose it strongly because my tax money, I don't want to support somebody just cross the border. I do not agree with that.
And thank you for sharing your opinion. I appreciate your patience. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly? Occasionally? Only when the job park is big or never?
I don't play. My husband barely play once when they are really huge amount.
So how should I record your answer? Only when the job park is big because it's
yeah,
going to benefit.
Only when the job park is big.
Yeah, if he wins, you know, he's going to share it with you. Okay. Now, that's what we're hoping.
Now, I hope, yeah.
Right? Now, moving on. How much of a problem do you think that credit card debt is for Marylanders? A big problem? A problem? Not much of a
it's
problem?
It's a big problem. It's a big problem. People doesn't have money, but they're spending.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that. It is a way to increase state revenue. Now, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages from 25 to 45 years old to play? Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
No, I don't support it.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Yeah, I strongly oppose.
Okay. Now, should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No.
And do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike? Will you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat
oppose? Somewhat support. The kids still need to go to school.
Yeah. And do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of a medical aid and dying to get prescription medication that make they take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And if you have an incurable terminal illness and still have a sound mind, and less than 6 months to live, God forbid for that, but and you meet the legal requirements, would you want the option of a medical aid in dying, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. Or abortion should be illegal in all cases. What's your opinion?
Number two, the support, supposed to be legal but had a condition. Yes, number two.
A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Now, do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And Maryland tip workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages on tips. Now, the question is, do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that will raise the minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top of that?
No.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed, because they make more than the minimum wage.
And the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your response. And we're almost done. 18 to 34, which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and over.
Thank you. And which, with which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent? Or
I'm registered Republic.
Republican? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your race? A white Caucasian, African American, or other?
I'm Asian.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, what is your religious affiliation? Are you a Protestant, Baptist, Catholic, Jewish, another faith, or non-religious?
I am Buddha.
Okay. Thank you. Let me write that down real quick, okay, ma'am? And I appreciate your patience. Now, moving on. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Very kind of you for helping me, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Thank you.